Are you looking for some socially distanced games that you can play with smaller groups? Well, today we have 7 for you, and that's what we're talking about today on the Ministry Coach Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Ministry Coach Podcast, where we give you weekly tips and tactics to help you fast-track the growth and health of your youth ministry. My name is Jeff Lascola, and with me is...
Kristen Lascola. You know why that voice is perfect? Because of what we're talking about today. You sound like a game show host.
Ah, yes.
Ah, spoiler alert.
Yes, now batting. Yeah, so today we are going to come at you with 7... game socially distanced for smaller groups of people. For a second, I was like, smaller people in groups.
Well, students are sometimes small.
That's true.
Well, and this is because we did a socially distanced game episode, and it was really popular because people got to play games. Right. And some people were like, well, I have a smaller youth group, so do you have any suggestions? And boy, do we. So we have 7, actually. So you're going to have to just keep rotating these. But 7 to get you off the ground, all right?
We'll go through them pretty quick. But before that, make sure you subscribe and comment if there's anything else you'd like to have us do a video about or a podcast about. Subscribe if you're listening to the podcast, all that stuff. And we'd really appreciate it. Leave a review. Hopefully it's nice, but we'd really appreciate it.
Even if it's not nice, it's okay.
It'll hurt, but we'll get over it. All right. Real quick here. Number 1 is called Kickball Hot Potato.
Kickball Hot Potato. And I'm very excited about this one because I invented it in my own brain. And I just couldn't figure out exactly how it was going to work. And then last night, we were like getting ready for bed. And I was like, I know. I had a moment. When Jeff was telling a very boring story that I like, forget it.
You should have a lot of great ideas because I tell a lot of boring stories.
All right. You could do this. I don't know how many students you have, but it'll work for really any size.
Yeah.
So the way I had imagined it was everyone was in a circle, 6 feet apart, obviously, or you could do like a square, a few different squares. I don't know, but you have people in a circle socially distanced and you have one ball and then the music starts and you have to...
Like a soccer ball?
Yeah, like a soccer ball. You kick the ball clockwise to the next person while the music's going. So you're not touching the same ball or game supply and it's active. It's not like just a up in front, sit and watch kind of game. Everyone is up and playing. And you can only kick one direction. So you pass it clockwise, counterclockwise, doesn't really matter. And then you start the music. When the music goes off, if you are in possession of the ball or if the ball is on its way to you, you are eliminated. So if Jeff is passing it to me and it's mid-pass and the music goes off, hopefully the person doing the music, they can kind of like watch and like really just hit stop when it's in possession. But if not... We're just going to say if it's on its way to you, because once you've gotten rid of it, it's no longer your concern. You're eliminated. Then it gets fewer and fewer people playing, obviously, than last two going back and forth. And then you declare a winner. I think this one could be really fun. And depending on how many people you have, you could probably play a couple of rounds. And so people could get back in. If you want to spice it up a bit, most of the time when I play games like this, what I do is after a round or two, I'll add like a second ball. So then you're like having to pay like a lot of attention, like a ball coming your way. But if you only have like, I don't know, 5 kids, maybe don't add a second ball. But, you know, I think there's a 10, you could probably add a second ball. Yeah, it'd be super fun.
Towards the beginning when there's a lot of people still in.
Yeah.
All right. Number 2, I love this name, Banana Slug.
It's actually Banana Slug Races.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. And as far as I know, I also invented this, but maybe if you're out there and this is your game, my apologies, because in my mind, it's mine. So here's how it works is think of like you want to create like a derby type of atmosphere, like a horse race.
Horse races or something.
Yeah. And you are going
to... This is kind of a play off of snail races. in essence, right? Where people actually can put money on snails they think are going to win.
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. So you can do as many lanes as you want and just make sure the racing lanes are socially distanced, easy peasy, and then make sure the audience has a way to be socially distanced. So each lane is going to be a different racer, and that racer is a banana slug. And the reason they're a banana slug is, so you're going to have a student with their arms down. Well, they're going to hold one end of a roll of Saran wrap, and then you're going to have a leader circling them from a 6 foot distance. And you can
have the kid spin.
You can do either one, or you can do both at the same time. The kid spinning, basically, you just need to make sure this kid is wrapped in Saran wrap.
From like shoulder to ankle?
Yes.
Okay.
So don't waste it all just in their midsection. Make sure you're varying the height so that they get completely wrapped. By the end, they should look like a mummy. Mm-hmm. And then this is the part that's hard to social distance, because someone's going to have to help them get down to the ground, because they can't on their own without breaking their face. So, you know, have leaders in masks, maybe turning their head away or something, help the kid to the ground. Everyone else who is not a banana slug gets to place bets. So you, especially if you have a small group, this is great. You can go to Dollar Tree or whatever dollar store is in your city, and you can get like fake money and have the kids place bets. So you could have like a banker or whatever, and you could have a scoreboard. You could go nuts with the details on this game and make it super fun. If you want to wear a little derby hat and you're like, all right, and like, number one, we gotta, you know, you're good at those kind of voices. And like, maybe every banana slug has like a funny name, you know, that they can come up with. So basically, when you count it down, have some fun music going, they've got to like inch their way, these banana slugs, to the end of the racing lane. And bonus, eat a banana, okay, that will be on the floor on a paper plate or something. Make sure it's at least unpeeled for them, because that's really hard to do. Once they eat that, sometimes we have them turn around and go back. That's a very hard maneuver. Or you could just end it right there. So the supplies for this would be, you could do as much or as little as you want. At the very least, you need Saran wrap and a banana for each player. And then if you want to make it extra fancy, you could go with the fake money. Mm. You know, you could print out money at the office if you don't want to go get some. It's way easier to get it, though. And fun music. Just kind of make this like a fun, like the point here is ham it up. My kids love it. It's a blast. We've played it many times. Works every time. It's fantastic. And makes for some spectacular social media posts.
And like the other videos we posted on socially distanced games, we'll have all the materials that you might need to play all these games. So that'll all be in the show notes. Either you're watching on YouTube or on the podcast, all that stuff will be available. All right. That one sounds awesome. I've seen it before and it looks like really fun.
Yeah.
Kind of want to do it, but at the same time, I think I'd be horrible.
It makes me claustrophobic to watch.
Right?
Like being in the Saran wrap. So that's another thing. Be ready for with scissors to cut them out of it. Like I have a very responsible leader, like cut them. It's fine. We do it all the time. But just watching them get all wrapped in there and not be able to like have use of their arms, like I get a little panicky because I don't like that feeling of being like stuck. I have major claustrophobia.
I feel like junior hires or youth group kids, like they can pretty much do anything. They haven't developed really all the phobias that we have as adults.
That's true.
All right. Number three is newspaper scavenger hunt.
Okay. So this is one I've been playing since I started.
The beginning of time.
Yes. And this is really fun. So basically what I'll do is go to like a 7-Eleven or something and get a bunch of all the same newspapers. All right. And so then I take one and I go through it and I develop questions based on that particular newspaper. So it'll say, find a picture of a guy wearing a backpack, or what time does
a movie start?
Yeah. Like do they still put that in the newspaper?
Or do they even still make newspapers?
They do. Really? I was in it the other day.
Oh, I know.
Well, the local newspaper.
Supposedly. I didn't see
it. I never saw it either. It's a myth. Or yeah, you just develop all these like you can make them hard or easy, like find a Dalmatian, or then you ask them to find specific information like,
what was the score of this game?
Yeah. And it's cool, like when you go through each section. So something from sports, something from this, something from that. So the way that you can play this is you can break the kids up into teams, or it can be every man for himself, depending on the size of your group. So you can give them all a newspaper, and then the first one to like show you from a social distance, I guess, that they found it, then they get a point for their team. If you play like, you can either give every person a newspaper or one newspaper per team. And then what they do is they split up the newspaper into sections and like look every time there's a question, they look in their particular section to see if they find it. So yeah, that one's really fun. My kids like it and it's easy and you can make really, really fun, weird questions out of that one.
Cool. I played that one too. That one's really fun.
Yeah, I like it.
The next one, number four, is Keep It Up.
Okay, so we've played this one on a Sunday morning, not even trying to social distance, and it was really fun. So everyone gets a balloon and a straw. And this is kind of like a minute to win it vibe game. That actually might have been where I found it. I don't remember. So you blow up your balloon and then you put a straw in your mouth. And the point is to keep it up. So your balloon, you want to keep in the air through bouncing it only on your straw. If your balloon hits the ground, you're eliminated and you can play as many rounds as you want, add some fun music.
So to socially distance, are you just squaring people off or like,
yeah,
putting chalk lines or circles or tape or whatever, and you can't go out of that circle? Is that what you're saying?
Right. Which makes it even harder because normally you kind of have to like follow your balloon wherever it goes, but then you have to get in control of it and keep it.
I guess if you have a big enough area, you could separate them far enough.
Yeah, you could. Like you can make really big quadrants for each person, just probably best outside then, depending on the size of your group. It's up to you.
Okay, number five is Cheerio Beard or Cheerio Bowl. You could do it either way. We kind of talked about doing both versions.
Okay.
So the original way is Cheerio Beard.
Yes. So for years, we played this game called Cheerio Beard Challenge. And so you get a partner and one person has the beard made of either shaving cream.
Shaving cream or...
Shaving cream or whipped cream. I prefer shaving cream because it's thicker and it stays. Whipped cream tends to sort of melt off. But if you get shaving cream, just make sure it's like menthol free, because if you leave it on for too long, it starts to burn their little faces. Oh, so sweet. So one person puts on a beard of... Shaving cream. And the other person has a little bowl of Cheerios and a spoon. So the person with the spoon and Cheerios gets a spoonful of Cheerios and has to flick the Cheerios at their beard and get as many as they can to stick in the allotted time. And then you have like a very official judge come by and count and see who has the most on their beard. The other way, and obviously you keep, you know, they have to fling it from 6 feet. But another way you could do it too is instead of wearing the beard, you could have somebody with like holding a paper bowl or a paper cup to make it harder. A bowl would be easier because it's wider. Like they're holding it in their mouth, like clenching it with their teeth and they're holding it. And then the other person is flinging the Cheerios and they're trying to catch it. Now, the reason you need the spoon is because you're not, nobody at any time is touching those Cheerios, which keeps it sanitary. So plastic spoon, flinging stuff. Okay. So just make sure they know, don't touch the Cheerios that are going to touch someone's face.
And with the plastic spoons, you can just throw them away. You don't need to worry about sharing them or anything like that.
Exactly. So it's sanitary.
Number six is Soda Chug Relay. That has middle school written all over it.
Right. And this one, it's going to be like a flash and pan, super fast game. So this could be used more for an icebreaker. Here's what I know to be true, people, is that anytime I've ever had anything that has to do with chugging a soda, every hand in the entire auditorium goes up.
I majored in that in college, so I think I should do it.
And the kid who usually says
is
that
the worst.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time you do a relay and it gets to that section, if that's just a station,
everyone volunteers
you're like,
for
dude, we've been here for like 7 minutes and you're gagging and you've spit up.
Right.
Of it.
Right.
So all I heard was soda, so I volunteered myself.
It's, yeah, they're addicted to sugar. Yeah. I'm convinced. I would like to see some medical journals on junior high aged and sugar, because and I'm not saying this to be funny, I really do think that there is some like level of addiction.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's weird. Like, they will do anything for sugar. So anyways, a soda chug relay. So you can have, you know, however many people on a team, everyone gets a closed soda. First person goes. And then I thought a fun way to transition to the next person would be like when that first person's done chugging, then they put it on the ground and crush it and then have to kick it to the other person who doesn't touch it. Just once it comes in their vicinity, doesn't have to like officially touch them. Then they chug their soda, crush it and kick their can. And it's kind of like this like domino effect. So like I said, it will be a shorter game, but when you tell them I'm giving you all and make it Dr. Pepper, they love it. I don't know why, what it is.
Not Mountain Dew.
I was going to say or Mountain Dew, but there's something about Dr. Pepper. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments. Maybe that's just a where we are thing, but my kids are obsessed with Dr. Pepper. I don't know why. Probably because it's the sweetest one. It's the sweet one.
All right, the last one, number 7, is don't forget the lyrics.
Okay, so here's a
I said that really, don't forget the lyrics relay. It needed something else. Was I the only one that heard that?
I heard it. It was weird. But you're weird, so I don't know. Okay, so don't forget the lyrics. Our favorite way to do this one is like on a Sunday afternoon or something, I get a group of fun and funny leaders together and we make music videos. So ahead of time, we pick a few songs. So we've done like All Star by Smash Mouth recently. That song has made a comeback. I don't know why.
Really? Well, I was going to say, that was like Shrek, which
I
was
know.
Like,
they all love it. I don't understand. And it's clean, so I'm like fine with it. We would do like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song, Friends theme song, just something popular and classic. I mean, and then you can like sprinkle it from everywhere, like an old classic, maybe a worship song, something from a show, something really current, something really old. Something Christian.
Something or borrowed. Something blue.
Something old. Something new.
I didn't know there was a last part to that.
Maybe I just made that up. Something borrowed. Something. Yeah, that is how it goes. Something old. Something new.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. So then we like get all these like funny costumes and we go to like a park or somewhere at the church or whatever. And we like film a little scenario and then we pick the spot, we're going to stop, and then we edit that, and then restart.
You say so, scenario, you mean you're singing along to the lyrics, and then you stop.
Yeah, so like for All Star, we like dressed up in like jerseys, okay. And we were like walking through the parking lot, and then we all got in my car, and we were like doing a like dance thing. It was like a little mini music video starring us, and the kids really like it, and my leaders... It's actually their idea because they're like, can we do it again? They love to be in them. So that kind of makes it more fun. So then when those videos are edited, very simply, nothing fancy, they could be low budge, who cares? Oh, we did one to The Shallows by Lady Gaga and
Bradley Cooper.
That was fun. It was very dramatic. Or like pick something from a Disney movie, you know, something that everyone knows. Anyways, so the night of, you know, you get two teams, maybe you have boys versus girls, I don't know, to make it simple. And then you get one volunteer from each team and they stand at the back of the room. And then the lights go down. The video comes up. Hey, now you're an all-star. Get the game on. Go.
You don't even know the regular lyrics.
Maybe I should
so at some point it stops and whoever
excuse me knows, you're interrupting I'm gonna
speaking of low budget
all that glitters is gold. Okay, whatever, yeah, so then
at some point it stops. I'm gonna smooth out your hair here, psycho.
Yeah,
so at some point it stops
and then when it stops they have to
if
run.
They know it.
Well, they'll run no matter what.
Try to figure it out on the way.
So the point is to make it more active, to give a longer pause. You have them start at the back of the room. It pauses. They go they run all the way up, they jump in a hula hoop.
Like, or that's just on the ground, right? Into their hula hoop. Not like someone holding one, like a dog doing tricks. And then they go through the ring of fire, and then they go up the ramp, down the ramp, through the tunnel.
Good boy. No, like...
You have two hula hoops on the ground, correct?
Yeah, or okay. Just like an X for each one, or just something for them to say, I'm here, like a designated spot. Maybe they sit in a chair. Okay. I don't know. And the first one to make it to that end, the final destination, whether they sit in a chair, jump on an X, jump in the hula hoop that's on the ground, I don't know, just they're at their spot.
I like the hula hoop, because I feel like you can know right when they're in it, or a chair, I guess,
yeah,
too.
Who sat first, then they finish the lyric. And it has to be sung, and it has to be obviously correct. Mm. So then when they get it correct, you play the rest of the video of you and your leaders filling it in. And at that point, everyone in the room is singing, and it's a little party for a minute. And then you go to the next one. So the fun part about this game is the people in the audience are like gonna pee their pants because they wanna finish the lyrics so bad. And then when that correct lyric goes up, you just blast the music and watch the leaders do the last part, because you have to make sure you film the rest of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, not the whole song, but like the next few lines, so that everyone can have fun and sing it for a little bit. So this game just ends up being kind of like a fun little like party, and it's great. We play it at every single winter camp, and it's a hit.
So the low budget version of playing this, if you're not going to film stuff, would just be to play the song.
Yeah, you could just play the song and figure out the timing and have someone in the booth of, you know, push pause at this point. Maybe you film a couple and you don't like have to commit to doing every single song, but guaranteed you probably have a kid or a leader who'd be happy to edit it for you. So yeah, something like you have options there.
Totally. All right. That's seven games. That should take you through almost 2 months. And hopefully sooner than later, we won't need to be doing... I mean, all these games you can play regardless.
Yeah, but... and a lot of them, actually, I've played all of them. Yeah. Except for the hot potato one, which I'm definitely going to play because it sounds like a blast.
So, but they're socially distanced. They're small group friendly, like... 10 kids, 15 kids, stuff like that. But they can also be played in bigger groups as well.
Right. And keep in mind, for any game you play, you and your leaders selling it, creating the atmosphere, making it totally a party, making it fun, add in the music, add in a costume, add in a prop, add in a, you know, it's up to you to make this fun. If I just said, we're going to wrap you in saran wrap and you have to eat a banana, it's like, wow.
Scary.
Like...
Halloween 2020 or 21, depending on when you're watching this.
But you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it really depends on the leaders to sell it, totally, and create a cool atmosphere.
So there you go. Hopefully those work out well for you. Again, make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, make sure you review, and leave in the comments anything that you might want to see or hear on the next podcast, on the next video, whatever. We listen, we look,
we stop, we look, dig, and listen.
Test. Stop, drop, and roll, and we will see you next time.